Jess on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.
Now we're talking.
Now, getting an award from a panel of experts is great, but getting an award from your peers, from your community, is even better. And that's what has just happened for the Malindari Festival in Borroloola. It happens once a year on the banks of the MacArthur River. And if you haven't had the chance to go yet, here are lots of reasons why you should consider it. Marlene Timothy is the Artistic Director of Malindari Festival and the Cultural Events Officer at Outback NT. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Jess.
Congratulations. Malindari Festival won an award recently. What was it for?
Yeah, thank you. It was for... got an award on Australia Day. They have ceremony there back in Borroloola. And I just got a call a couple of days before that ceremony and, just notified them that I wasn't going to be there and that Malindari Festival was nominated for, was receiving an award for Event of the Year in Borroloola.
And it's an award... it was voted community event of the year.
Community event of the year, yes, correct.
And it was voted by the Borroloola community. So
it was.
How does that feel, that there's so much love for Malindari Festival?
That felt really great. I was so honoured and I'm just so happy that everyone acknowledged it as a wonderful and an amazing event that everyone enjoy every year and look forward to it.
Yeah, it's coming up again this year in June. What happens at Malindari Festival? What can people see?
There's lots of sharing in culture through music, through dancing, whether it's contemporary or traditional. There's lots of activities. There's lots of performances by children, even early childhood, and lots of traditional dancing and also music by local musicians sharing their music as well.
So Malindari Festival goes for, is it just one night or it's two?
It's two nights, two-night event.
And how long's it been going for?
It's been going for 10 years now.
Yeah, that's pretty exceptional. So 2014, and it wasn't always called the Malindari Festival.
It was called Dance Site first and then transitioned into Malindari Festival in the third year. Yes.
And then it's just been going up and up and up ever since.
Yeah, it's just been going up and up and getting interested and everybody sort of getting into it. And, yeah, we just look forward to it every year and especially all the old ladies, they prepare like for 3 or just 2 weeks before that and start get their costume preparations and, they sort of look forward to it and get into that vibe and, it's been like that every year and, yeah, I'm just so proud that something like that happening in the community every year, which we get to share with the other communities, even visiting communities nearby. Communities also come and take part in our festival, which is very, very great.
Yeah, so what other communities do come to Malindari?
So we get Doomadgee just next door, just over the border.
just a little bit next door.
Yeah, just over the border, about 260 km, the border. So about 5-hour drive from Doomadgee. So we have a young dance group there that come over every year. And, they sort of look forward to that. And, they take part in that every year at our festival. Last year we had Mornington Island.
Oh, wow.
They're out north in the Gulf of Carpentaria and, just flew in and, was there for the weekend and, they enjoyed our festival.
You're hearing from Marlene Timothy, who's the Artistic Director of Malindari Festival and the Cultural Events Officer at Outback NT. It's pretty exciting. Malindari Festival in Borroloola has just won an award recently, voted the Community Event of the Year by the Borroloola community. So to have that recognition from your peers and your community is probably even better than getting an award from a panel of experts. Marlene, I have been to Malindari Festival back in the day when it was Dance Site. There was definitely a real love and energy that sat around that time. Why is it so important to the Borroloola community?
Well, it's important because it brings people together and there's four language groups there, the Mara, Gurundji and Garwa and Yanyuwa people. And It brings everyone together, and not only that, we're sharing our culture through all the dancing and singing, and also sharing it with other community and just showcasing our culture, and that is important, and especially for the kids, because we have a lot of kids involved in not only dancing but also singing in songs in language, and which we also have workshops with young people, and over the primary school where school gets involved, and we have early childhood from 0 to 5 year old.
Wow,
and
so it's really grown.
Yeah, 0 to 5 year old, and they're the first performance that we have on the Friday night
to open
the festival.
So it really has grown over the years.
It has.
Gone from strength to strength. Marlene, one of the things I really loved about Dance Site as it was known when I had gone was just everyone would come together a couple of weeks beforehand, sit under the trees on a tarp, have cups of tea and just rehearse all
and
of these dances.
And make their costumes, sew their skirts under the tree and their headbands and everything and clapsticks, and also singing. The ladies would sit there and rehearse songs and, just sing and practice and have a good time.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. But I wonder, Marlene, before Malindari Festival and before Dance Site, its original name, was there a risk of these songs and dances kind of being forgotten about if the festival hadn't kind of come along and is sharing that sort of knowledge?
I think, I can't see any other way where they would share languages and to keep it alive. So I'm happy that this happened, and I'm grateful for being on board with Outback NT to make all this start happening, and and then get the community on board, and so that everyone's aware, and now that the community is now involved, and every year they just say, oh. We have like one or two people that works there every year, and they say, oh, make sure I put my name down for this year. Okay.
Well, you are definitely the backbone of Malindari Festival, Marlene. You've been involved for so many years, but you've also been really busy these last couple of years. You went along to Woodford Folk Festival this year in January. They got a taste of Borroloola talent.
A couple of years ago, my vision was to get a women's song group together from the four language group. But we have a few from three of the language group and one of the brothers who's on this from the fourth language group. But my vision was to get these women singing together, like not like a choir, but a song group in singing in cultural songs and just telling the stories through our singing, through like with English and language together so that everybody understands. Mm. And we're telling the story through our songs. And last year in October, we done recording, and we had Shelley Morris, who's our facilitator, so she came on board, and we did it, and we did our we finished our album in recording in October, and our album was launched at the Woodford Festival early this year, and we've done it, and we have about 10 songs on the album, and we can't. We're getting a lot of good feedback. Woodford Festival was an amazing, amazing
platform,
time we had there. And, we had standing ovations at all our performances.
Oh, Marlene, so good.
Yeah, and I'm just so proud of everyone and myself and Shelley and all the other ladies. And, we're going to get busy, and we're looking forward to now. We've got another trip away next month.
I know. Where are you going next month?
We're going to Port Fairy in Victoria.
Gee, you're notching up those frequent flyer points, that's for sure,
yeah.
Marlene. I will give one of the songs that you recorded. I'll play that after our chat. But Marlene, it's been so good to hear about Malindari Festival and just how it's still so loved by the community and plays such an important role in the community's calendar of events. What date is it on this year?
It's June the 14th and 15th.
Yep. Okay, out in Borroloola. And anyone can come along?
Anyone can come along.
Excellent. All right. Well, nothing like a festival in the bush in the dry season. It's a beautiful time of year. Marlene, thank you so much. And congratulations on everything that's happening, the award, but also all of this amazing work you've done with the Borroloola Women's Sung Cultural Group that you've done alongside Dr. Shelley Morris. You've chosen a song, Keeping Our Culture Strong. This is one of your favourites from the album?
One of my favourites, yes.
All right, we'll have a listen to that. Marlene, thanks again.
Thanks, Jess, and thank you for having me here.
That's Marlene Timothy, the Artistic Director of Malindari Festival and also the Cultural Events Officer at Artback Tea. This is Marlene's pick from the Borroloola Women's Song Cultural Group called Keeping Our Culture Strong. It's 12 to 4 on ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory.